back to the show. Hey, it's Thursday, March 24th. It's the second podcast of the day. Hope you enjoyed the previous one. I hope you laughed a lot. Hope you thought a lot about that and how it's just awesome to be an entrepreneur, much, much better than an employee. However, if you're an employee and you love what you do, wow, that's rare air too. Congratulations. Seriously, congratulations. Give you a big old everyday Saturday applause for being committed to what it is that you love. Just find your passion, whatever that is for you. Just please don't sell out. Don't settle, don't settle, don't settle, don't settle. Hey, I want to share with you a story of a baseball player named Carlos Beltran. No, we're not going to be talking about baseball. I realize we have people in over 100 countries listening to this show. You're like, baseball? The heck's baseball? Never heard of it. Cool. Don't need to know anything about it. All you need to know is Carlos Beltran is a professional athlete here in the United States. And he plays baseball, has been forever. I mean, I think he plays with the Yankees, New York Yankees now, but came up through the Mets organization. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Here, check this out. During his first years, actually came up with the Kansas City Royals. So during his first years in the Royals organization, he's from Puerto Rico, and he knew absolutely no English whatsoever. He'd go over to the food court at nearby malls, and he would look for somebody eating something that he liked. And he said that he'd be in line and there'd be three people in front of him. So he'd watch what they were ordering. And then it was his turn. If the person in front of him ordered something that he liked, he would just point to it and say, same. If they ordered something that he didn't like, he would go all the way to the back of the line again and try it over again. And he would keep doing it. Sometimes he'd go to the back of the line three or four times until he got up to the counter and the person in front of him had ordered what he thought he would like, and he would just point to it and he would say, same. That's it. How sad is that? That's how you have to order food, by looking at the person in front of you and saying, same. So what he finally did, he got over, finally got him over the hump. He met a minor league teammate. He wasn't even in the majors yet. He was still in the minor leagues, and he met a teammate that wanted to learn Spanish, and so the two of them taught each other their native language. So there you go, and that is the power of what I would call a joint venture. You have something that somebody would want or need. Somebody else has something and that they want and need, and the two of you make beautiful music together. You know, that's really what it's about. What does somebody else have that you would like to learn about or that you would need in your business? And then what do you have that you could exchange for them? You know, I shared, I think it was a week ago. I don't even know if I shared this story. I do so many shows, I can't remember what I share and what I don't share. But I had a cup of coffee a couple of weeks ago with a real estate investor. This gentleman, his name's Joe. He specializes in raising large amounts of income. Just raises money, raises capital. He's not a Wall Street guy, just an average Joe. Literally, no pun intended. And he specializes in how to raise money. He's buying a 200 or 200 unit apartment building in Houston, closing on it at the end of this month. He owns a couple here, right here in Cincinnati. He lives in Cincinnati. And nothing special. He just learned the lingo, learned how to do it, learned how to put a deal together, and learned what was most important from investors. Like, what are they looking for? Return on their money? What kind of return on their money? And learn how to talk their talk. Everything is learned. I mean, anything can be learned. So Joe and I had a cup of coffee a couple weeks ago at Panera Bread here, and Joe wants to learn more about how to become a public speaker, how to sell from stage, how to take his product and sell it from the platform, how to actually create a great product and sell it from the platform. Joe understood that he does webinars, but he also understands just because you can host a webinar and sell a product on there, that means absolutely nothing selling from the platform. It's a completely different experience when you're on stage in front of hundreds and sometimes thousands of individuals and you need to do the same thing that you think you can do on a webinar when you're hiding behind your computer screen. It's just not the same experience. So Joe and I create a little bit of a barter. Same thing as what Carlos Beltran did. Beltran exchanged his Spanish speaking skills to somebody who wanted to learn Spanish. In return, this individual taught him English. Well, Joe's teaching me how to raise money, and I'm teaching him how to become a speaker and sell from the platform. It's a win-win. And we both understand, this is implied, it doesn't probably even need to be spoken, but I think we also shared this. Hey, if at any point in time, one person feels as though the others' value is not there. They're not contributing. Just pull the plug on the deal. Look, we're all big boys and girls. You know, we can handle bad news. What we can't handle is any news. Like, hey, where'd you go? Why'd we stop doing this little deal we had? Well, ahead of time, say, hey, dude, listen, I'm not feeling the value either way. You got to be an adult and big boy, big girl enough to be able to receive that input and change it. So it's still a win-win for both people. So I really enjoyed, I didn't know that story about Carlos Beltran. And you know, another side note for that is Major League Baseball is now instituting a policy that Spanish translators need to be in the clubhouse all the time for that very reason. It's the very first time this year they're mandating that all clubs have full-time Spanish translators in the clubhouse. Previously, these teams had just hired the translators on an ad hoc basis, or really just kind of informally used bilingual coaches and teammates to help the young Latin players navigate some interviews and some interactions. But boy, I'll tell you, these Spanish-speaking players have desperately needed the service in the past. It made them feel awkward, scared, and helpless when they had to face the media. And it really legitimately hindered their ability to feel part of their team because they just weren't speaking the language. So somebody helps them speak the language. They now feel more a part of the team. They feel more confident, less fearful of media interviews, and they can adapt. Isn't that awesome? That opened up a brand new industry in and around baseball of being a Spanish translator. So I ask you this question today on the Everyday Saturday podcast. What value can you barter to someone else in return for them giving you access to their training, their services, or their products? Think about it. Just think what you need the most right now in your business or even in your life, personal development, whatever that is, and then what you have to offer somebody else. And I'm telling you, there's deals to be made every day. I mean every day. There's people out there looking to barter with someone else who has equal or greater value. You got value. You know you got value. I know you got value. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.